Welcome to Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today my guest is Amy Perwier. Amy is coming on today to talk with me about choosing safer personal care and beauty products. In the United States, there are many ingredients that are allowed in our personal care and beauty products that shouldn't be. In other countries, such as in Europe and Canada, they have far stricter regulations on what can be included in the ingredients of our personal care products. And I'm looking forward to talking with Amy about her journey into safer personal care items and what we can do to educate ourselves and some resources that are out there to help us make safer choices. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Amy and I have known each other since elementary school. We grew up in the same small town. We often found ourselves singing together. We had music as kind of our common thread. And even though our lives have gone in different directions in our adulthood, we still share a common interest of health, wellness, and safe products.
Absolutely.
So I was wondering, Amy, if you could tell me how your journey in safe personal care started.
Sure. But first, I just want to thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
And this is my first podcast, so
awesome.
I'm excited to share with you and your listeners. And I love that we're reconnected after all these years with other common interests and just so many fond memories of singing together.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Kind of cleaner, safer products. I guess, you know, I've never really been much of a product person, a product girl. I've never been into makeup or really much into skincare. Until recently, until I joined this amazing company called Beauty Counter. But before that, I was mostly just, for much of my adult life, I've been really into just choosing safer in all areas of my life.
Yeah.
Eating organically, growing a lot of my own food in my own garden.
That's awesome.
For cleaning products and, you know, just finding ways to, connect with the earth and be responsible in that way for Mother Earth, but also for my own health and for my family's health.
Okay.
So my story about finding safer products is connected to my twin sister, Jocelyn, who we also grew up with singing.
Yeah.
So she is the product girl. She's the city twin and I'm the country twin. wouldn't you say? So she's always been into really nice products and stuff like that. And about 3.5 years ago, maybe, she joined this company called Beauty Counter. And she started sharing about these really beautiful, high-performing products that were also safe. And me being the country girl that wasn't really into products so much, I really didn't listen to what she was sharing for a full year. And she even gifted me some products and, you know, tried to engage me. And I was just like, you know, I'm doing well enough as it is. I'm buying like natural stuff from the co-op. And I just don't really want someone I know, my sister, to try to sell stuff to me.
Right.
It wasn't even that she was trying, like she wasn't being pushy at all.
Right.
But I just wasn't ready to listen. And when I finally was ready to listen, she was talking briefly about Beauty Counter and the advocacy work that they're doing.
Right.
And I realized right then that the way she was speaking, it was so passionate and she was so eloquent and it was about important issues that I really related to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked her to share more and she did. She shared all about like different statistics in this country and like the lack of laws and regulations in the beauty industry and what Beauty Counter is doing as a movement of passionate changemaker women to help change the laws in this country and in Canada and have more health protective laws for all of us. And by the end of listening to her talk about it, I decided to join her team and add my voice to this and join Beauty Counter. And it's actually been one of the best things I've done in my adult life. I think it really kind of changed the course of what I was doing in some ways, but has just like brought so much to me in terms of safety for my own health and my family, but also confidence in being able to share about something that I feel really passionate about and strongly about, even if it stretches my comfort zone.
That's awesome. Well, I know one of the things that, you know, does impress me about Beauty Counter is their advocacy work. Like, in the United States, there are only 30 banned ingredients from our personal care items. And I, you know, I saw this. This was a post, I think, either you or Jossie shared recently. In Canada, there's 600 banned items. In the European Union, there's 1,400 banned items, ingredients. And Beauty Counter bans 1,800. And right. So it's amazing to think that the average consumer is not aware of the ingredients that are in their products and the potential long-term effects of that exposure.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Beauty Counter is only 7 years old, but when Beauty Counter started, there were only 11 ingredients banned in this country. So at least it's 30 now, but we are so far behind the times in terms of safety for our society in so many areas. And, you know, sometimes when I do little gatherings with my Beauty Counter business and I share about this with people, I start out by saying, like, we shouldn't even have to have this conversation. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous that we even have to question whether the products that we're putting on our skin are safe for us, safe for our children or not.
Right.
But sadly, we do. And that's another thing that was so eye-opening for me was, you know, I felt like as like a, you know, this country girl that was like all eating organically and being healthy in different areas of my life and buying products from my local co-op, I thought that what I was purchasing was safe for myself and my family. Right. And come to find out that so many of the terms that are used on these labels, like natural, organic, safe, clean, green, they don't really mean anything because of the lack of laws in the country. Like, they don't.
Right. And actually, like, I had been doing some research for our chat today. The FDA doesn't even have a standard for companies regarding the use of the term hypoallergenic.
Right. That doesn't really mean anything.
No, but when people think, oh, this won't give me an allergic reaction.
Right.
That's highly false. You know, that is not a realistic claim.
Right.
And a lot of times with the greenwashing of products, which is giving you the illusion that your product is all natural, free of toxins, they put those buzzwords on there, and the consumer thinks they're making a good choice.
And we should be able to trust that we are. And I think that that's one thing that Beauty Counter is trying to change, and that I so stand behind, is changing the laws in this country so that there has to be more transparency and truth. Because even like the words like chemical-free, like, first of all, Beauty Counter doesn't call our products chemical-free because water is a chemical.
Right.
Like, what does that mean anyway? Or like all natural. It's like lead is natural, but it's not safe. And there are certain ingredients that are synthetic that are safe.
Right.
It's much safer than a naturally derived ingredient.
So. Yeah. And I think one of the things that's important, you know, for, you know, and this podcast isn't designed to be an ad for Beauty Counter.
Right.
It's
right.
just kind of was the impetus for your growing knowledge of, you know, toxins in products and what it means to have safe beauty. But when Beauty Counter goes to Congress and tries to talk to them about the ingredients that are in their products, that benefits everyone, whether they're buying Beauty Counter or stopping at CVS to pick up makeup, lotion, hair, you know, hair products, because we have to change the standards. The standards have to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, I feel like more than anything, I feel like I joined this movement that has kind of made me become a health advocate or a wellness advocate, much more so than like a salesperson or someone like working as a consultant. So like, that's just like kind of the sales part of, you know, Beauty Counter is like one piece of this much bigger puzzle and much bigger picture that I joined that I just feel so passionate about, because we deserve so much better than what we've been given in this country. The number that actually got me to join this movement was hearing that the last time a law was passed in this country was 1938.
Yes.
So that was one of the things that Jocelyn shared with me that night when I finally listened. She said the last time a law was passed in the personal care industry in the United States was 1938. And at that time, only 1.5 pages of legislation were written, which maybe was sufficient at that time.
Right.
But that's all that is written even till this day. Like, there's 1.5 pages of legislation governing a multi-billion-dollar industry that affects every single person,
right?
Not just women wearing makeup, but every single person.
Right.
This affects every single day.
Yeah.
And our skin is our largest organ, and yet somehow it's just been like pushed under the rug and right. hasn't been addressed. And so yeah, it's time to time for change in so many ways, including
it
this.
Is. And I think, you know, most people, or many people, don't realize that once something is on your skin, it's in your bloodstream in a matter of seconds.
Right.
You know, that our skin is not this impermeable barrier of our body. Right. It's an organ. It's our largest organ, and it does absorb any toxins we put on it, end up in it.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah. I mean, if you even think about like how people like that are trying to quit smoking cigarettes put like a nicotine patch on them. Like,
right.
If you think about it in that way, like you can really think about how, yeah, our skin absorbs so much of what we put on it. And of course, we wouldn't, you know, if we don't feel like we can eat something that's safe, then maybe we shouldn't be putting it on our skin. Right. Like, even to think of it like that.
Right. Yeah. And I know they've done testing on newborns and have found, you know, relatively significant levels of chemicals already in their system.
Yeah.
You know, just as a result of their mother's exposure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so sad. And it's so, you know, it's like, I just feel like I want to like share this with everyone, because right. I feel like if people know this kind of information, they're going to try to, it's like, if you know better, you do better.
And right. like, I agree.
You know, and I'm sure we'll talk more about just how like things are made available to people or not, and like how we can find things and be like ingredient detective.
So Amy, where can people go to find out if the products that they're using are safe?
Well, one of the best resources that I found is the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep database. Yeah. So the Environmental Working Group is, for anyone listening that doesn't know, it's a nonprofit organization. And there's lots of different resources on their website that you can find, including things for cleaning products, like safer cleaning products and foods that we eat, all sorts of things.
Yeah, you can even check to see if your area's drinking water, how it rates on the
right.
website. It's a great resource.
It is. And so if you go to ewg.org and then you find the Skin Deep database, you can basically enter in most any product that you have that you're currently using or that you're thinking about buying, and see how it's rated in terms of safety and toxicity mm-hmm. on their website. And there are a few brands and a few products you might not find on there, but you'll find most any ingredient on there. You can search specific ingredients,
yeah.
But you can also search specific brands and products. And it's rated from 1 to 10, I believe.
Yeah.
And it tells you like what the different ratings mean. It's a low hazard, medium hazard, or a high hazard, and why.
Right.
And so they're looking at things that have to do with, like, if it's a carcinogen, for example, which means it could be cancer-causing, or if it has to do with reproductive issues or infertility issues,
right.
or maybe it just might have to do with an allergen, and like if people have sensitivities to certain things. So there's different levels. One thing I have found is that, and this is getting a little bit ahead maybe, but is that when you look up a product, if your product has the word fragrance in it,
yes.
it's going to get a pretty bad rating. Because the word fragrance or parfum, we don't actually know what's in that word.
Right. There's like, it's a loophole for the,
yes.
the beauty industry.
Yeah.
Because they're
crazy.
Allowed to use it as a way to not disclose ingredients, because they can consider their fragrance a proprietary blend. And so
right.
as like a trade secret, they're allowed to not disclose what's in their fragrance. And fragrance is often full of really bad stuff.
Right. And I mean, there could be anywhere from 2 to thousands of hidden ingredients within that one word.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we're trying to get to change, is to close the fragrance loophole
yeah.
and make companies have to be honest and transparent about what all the ingredients are putting in their products.
Yeah. And some companies are stepping up. I know recently Procter & Gamble has stepped up, and they're starting to disclose fragrance ingredients as well as Unilever. So the pressure is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's,
I feel like the tides are changing. Like, I think this is the moment, like, in history in our
right.
country where, like, things are starting to shift, and it's not happening overnight, but things are starting to shift. And it feels really exciting, actually, to be a part of that movement for change.
Right. Yeah, I know. I was surprised when I started, like, looking up my product to see how they rated and realizing how many of them were toxic.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I feel like sometimes, like, you're scared to look one up and you right. might be surprised and see that it's actually okay.
Right.
And others, you're like, oh, this is going to be, this has all natural, organic, and green, and clean. It has a picture of a leaf on it. This is going to be fine. And then you look right. it up, and it's not fine. And right. So we call, we talk about this as being an ingredient detective and yep. just like, you know, looking up your products, seeing how they're rated, the one and what you're using on your children. And then, you know, even if you can't switch everything over all at once, you can start by, say, you know, the things that you're using on your skin that stay on the longest, right. for example, like maybe a shampoo and conditioner. Don't change over for your first things because they wash off. I mean, ideally you want to use all your products. You want to be safe, of right. course, but you know, things are expensive and I totally get that. So like maybe starting with a lotion that is staying on your skin all day right. or starting with like your lipstick or mascara that's near like openings right. of your body. Yeah. I remember being so shocked to learn that almost all lipsticks on the market have some amount of lead in them, and really
that's
no amount of lead. Yeah,
yeah, no amount of lead safe.
Right, and like of course those lipsticks could say all natural because lead is natural.
Right.
And then you think about like our daughters and even some of our sons who like to like try on lipstick yeah. and like play with the makeup sometimes, and it's just not okay. So like starting with certain products that might be more harmful or maybe just saying, I'm not going to use anything that has the word fragrance in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fragrance. There's a documentary called Stink. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it goes into fragrance and you know, and chemicals related to fragrance and the impact they have. And one of the biggest impacts you had mentioned before was in terms of our hormones.
Yeah.
You know, many of the ingredients are known endocrine disruptors. And, you know, you're thinking about teenage girls and their love of smelling good and yeah. looking good. And the amount of exposure, you know, could lead right. to eventual hormonal problems later in yeah. life when it really matters to them.
Absolutely. And I will say on a personal note, that has affected me in my life. And it's not why I joined this movement, but like in retrospect, I'm like, oh, this makes perfect sense that I have added my voice to this movement because I actually have a pituitary tumor.
Okay.
A tumor on my pituitary gland in my head. And it was detected about 15 years ago, and thankfully it was removed.
Okay.
Surgically, and I was able to have a child and, you know, all the things I wanted to do. And recently it came back. And so yeah. I'm treating it medically and it's, you know, I'm okay, but it's a big drag.
Yeah.
But
that's scary stuff.
It's really scary. And it's also, it's unknown why people get these tumors on their okay. pituitary glands. And so I do not believe it's genetic. I don't have anyone in my family that has had what I have.
Right.
And so I believe that it's probably environmental. And then that leads you to like think about all the ways that we're exposed to toxins in our everyday life, and whether it be like, you know, flame retardants on clothing
and pajamas,
couches, and
the first things that you put on your babies, like the little onesie outfits, right. if they're treated with flame retardants,
yeah.
you're literally clothing them in chemicals.
Yeah. It's just awful. And, like, there's certain things that, and then there's, like, the air we breathe and the water we drink and the fumes and, like,
right.
gasoline and, you know, there's so many things. And, like, and I hate, and I don't ever want to, like, come across as, like, fear-mongering,
yeah, right.
But I feel like there are so many things out there that we can't control.
Yeah.
But there's some things that we can control. And that's where the products that we're putting on our skin and the food that we're eating, that's where that comes in. And it's like,
right.
it's like we have control over what we're putting on our skin, our largest organ. And so to just like become more aware of how to find the safer options and minimize the amount of toxins that we're exposed to in that way.
Right. You know, and everyone's ability to detox from chemical exposure is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have a better functioning detox system than others. And I think especially as we age, our ability to, you know, I think it affects the older and the very young. So when you're a baby, toddler, your detox system isn't fully developed. and right. it's being inundated with lots of different new things. And then later in life, things like your liver, you know, kind of slow down, could get sluggish based on lifestyle, heredity, lots of different things. Mm-hmm. And so our ability to rid our body of those toxins, and we end up accumulating.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that's what leads to disease related to toxic exposure.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's some of the toxins that are in our products or that we're exposed to, you know, they might be kind of minimally harmful, but
right.
and other ones are much worse. But either way, it's like the toxic load, like the right. amount of things over that amount of time, it just adds up. And yeah, we and again, I just feel like I'm kind of an idealistic person and a dreamer, yeah. and I just feel like that's not okay.
Right.
Like, we deserve so much better. And like, what can we do to make the world a better place? And so this is just kind of one piece again. Right. Of that.
Well, you know, a line you said earlier is to know better is to do better. And I think once we have an awareness, then we have a say.
Yeah.
You know, and once you have information, everything you do becomes a choice. Ignorance isn't always bliss, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but it, like, you know, I think that's the case with so many different things. Once you learn about it, you then have personal responsibility.
Right, right.
To do what's best for you and your family.
Yeah, and we are more empowered to make right. those choices. And I want to just touch a little bit on, you know, like, so some people might be listening to this and think, okay, well, that's all fine and good, but like, you know, some of these like higher end brands, for example, even Beauty Counter, they might be more expensive.
Right.
Other brands that I just don't have, I might know better now, but I can't actually do better in that way because of the price point. And yeah. so I just want to say, you know, there's lots of things I could actually say about like the price point and like what we're paying for and like what we're getting.
Right.
But one thing is that the work that we're doing is trying to change the laws so
yes.
that all companies across the board have to follow suit and have to make products that are safe for us. So whether someone goes into a dollar store or a high-end department store, they're going to know and be able to trust that the lipstick they're buying doesn't have lead in it, or
right.
the mascara they're buying doesn't have formaldehyde in it and coal tar, you know, so that everyone has access to safer products. And not so it's not just about like Beauty Counter's products or some other natural or, you know, safer, cleaner brands products, but it's about
right.
all an entire industry needs to change. And that's really what we're working towards.
Well, I think that's a really important point because unfortunately, access to cleaner ingredients and cleaner products is socioeconomic
right.
to yep. a large extent. I know not that every item at a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's is guaranteed to be clean. There are plenty of instances where what seem like good products are still being sold, you know, at stores like that. But I know where I live, we don't even have a Whole Foods because it's not a high enough income area to even put one of those stores.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's just, it's really unfair. And especially when you think of like teenagers, young women and men who want to feel good, express themselves using, you know, beauty products as a way of self-expression.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be poisoning themselves to do that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's so hard. It's so hard, like, once you, like, kind of know that truth.
Right.
Like and then you see, like, the ads out there and, you know, what's on the shelves. And you're just
right.
like, oh, my gosh, like, you know. But I feel like we can only do what we can do. And it's, like, one step at a time. One choice at a time, one product at a time, whatever
right.
it is. And like, you know, just like, again, like not to feel like so overwhelmed with it all, but just to like have the knowledge and then be able to make one choice at a time that
right.
might be happier or better.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and there's like some adjustments. When I switched my family over to shampoos and conditioners that got rid of sulfates, parabens, a whole range, you know, I found that my choices were really limited in terms of what products I could buy. And then they would use them and they're like, is my hair even getting clean? You know, they're
right.
weren't used to how it felt on their hair didn't feel right. And it was a hard sell.
Right. Well, and that's another thing is that like, you know, I feel like sometimes with safer products, people are then sacrificing the performance for the safety. And then in other ways, people are sometimes sacrificing safety for performance.
Right.
And so I feel like when you find companies that have both of those tied together, that is like the winner, you know,
right.
You have the safety and the performance. And again, like not to like plug Beauty Counter, but I will say that they have found that magic combination where people don't have to sacrifice one for the other. And the reason I point that out is because we've proven now that companies can make these products high performing, high quality.
Right.
They can make beautiful luxe products that are safe. It is proven. It's a proven fact. We've done it. And so there's like really no excuse, you know. It might take a little more doing in like the scientific side of like formulating things. It might take a little longer. It might be a little more expensive, but like it should become the norm.
Right.
And as it becomes the norm for all companies to follow suit, then the prices will come down for everyone.
Yeah. I know when our family made the choice to eliminate fragrance at home, as someone who enjoyed that familiar, you come home and it smells like home smell, you know, we switched to all essential oils. Every person in my house has a diffuser in their room, you know, and we're really careful even about the brands of essential oils we buy to make sure that they're pure and clean.
Yeah.
We eliminated fragrance from our laundry that now we'll be out in our neighborhood and someone will be running their dryer. And it's like irritating. Like the smell is so like caustic.
Yeah.
Because we've detoxed from something that we used to think was great.
Right.
Like, that you know, I don't want to trash any brands, but, like, you'd smell it, and it was like, ooh, it smells like clean laundry. And now I'm like, ooh, that smells like poison. Like, you know, it's a totally different mindset.
I totally understand. I actually don't have a washing machine in my house, so I go to the laundromat.
Okay.
And it's like, I just, like, sometimes I just want to hold my breath when I'm in there because, like, I am breathing in all these chemicals in here, and, like, it's awful. And so, like, I get in and I get out as fast as I can.
Yeah, it's the same for me going down that aisle at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, I'm immediately, like, itchy just from being in the laundry soap aisle.
I know. And I want to say also, like, the word fragrance, when we're talking about that, it's not necessarily about scent.
Right.
Like, there can be really safe ways to have a beautiful scent, like whether it's essential oils or like citrusy scent or, you know, things like that. And so fragrance does not, I think that people think that when they see the word fragrance that it's all about the scent of something. But really, again, it could be thousands of hidden ingredients that have nothing to do with scent.
Right. Well, and some companies use that fragrance loophole as a way to sneak in an ingredient they want for another purpose, but they can include it under fragrance so that they don't have to disclose it.
Right. Yeah. And oftentimes those ingredients sadly are the more harmful ones that they want to hide.
Well, so. And even, you know, and this was surprising to me when I was doing some research for today, even things that are labeled fragrance free on the front of the package may have fragrance listed or parfum on the back because it's not designed to scent the product. It's designed to cover up the smell of the other chemicals that are in the product.
Right. Yeah.
So it doesn't have a scent per se, but they're still using it to mask the scent of other things.
Right.
It's crazy.
Not okay.
So we have covered a lot of ground. We've talked about, you know, ingredients, fragrance, efforts that are being made to try to change the regulations. And I think some people might be feeling a little overwhelmed at the idea that they've unknowingly been, you know, putting toxins on their body all this time. And, you know, earlier you said, start with one thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a great approach. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Right. It can be all or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, just like one thing, you could choose one thing to switch out, and it could be, you know, something that's on your skin for a long time or something that has the word fragrance in it, and just start there and just feel good about that.
Right.
Feel good about that choice you're making and that decision. And, you know, I feel like it's so important not to feel like overwhelmed or burdened with all of this, but just to know that you now have the knowledge and you can make those take those baby steps into a better direction.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially it's the education piece, and knowledge is power. And, yeah. You know, we have the ability, you know, we're making decisions about what we're eating, what we're watching, what we're listening to. We should also be making decisions about what we put on our skin.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, there's plenty of companies out there that I think are starting to follow suit and to go in that direction. And, you know, I feel like Beauty Counter is leading this movement for change, and it's actually a movement, and it's right. actually changing. We're going to DC and to Parliament in Canada and raising our voices. And that's where change happens, is where people, speak up and right. raise their voices and demand for something better. And right. so it's all happening from these women and some awesome men right. as well.
That's awesome. Across
the country that are just saying, you know, we deserve better. We deserve to have transparency and trust. And so,
yeah. And when it comes to legislation and regulations, it is our voice that makes the difference. And yeah. when it comes to corporations, it's our dollar.
Yeah.
And where we choose to spend our money.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about, purchasing power and voting yeah. with our dollars. Also, there is a text campaign. I think it's if you text Better Beauty, the words Better Beauty to 52886, that sends a message to our Congress that we are wanting more health protective laws. So awesome. for the industry, yeah.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. I think it's all great information. And maybe we'll end up having a chance to do this again.
I would love that.
So in terms of Beauty Counter, beautycounter.com?
Yep. So there's actually three ways to discover Beauty Counter. Okay. One of them is just going straight to their website, beautycounter.com.
Yeah.
Find something that you might love. Another way is to go to my personal website link within that. So it would be beautycounter.com/AmyPereer.
Can you spell that?
Yep. And AmyPureYear. So awesome. beautycounter.com/AmyPereer. And you could also send me a message. I'm always happy to make recommendations or help try to get you a deal. There's always awesome. Different promos and stuff. And the third way is there's actually a few Beauty Counter stores throughout the country where you can get great assistance and education in the store and be able to try any products out. And so awesome. You could look for those too.
Great. And I just want to remind any listeners about the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, as the resource for looking up those ingredients, looking up those products in their Skin Deep section. You know, it's a great resource.
Totally. Yeah. I totally agree.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Amy. And I think if anyone has any questions, they can either reach out to me. I can forward them to you and we'll get them answered.
Yeah, thanks, Heather.
Oh, you're welcome. It was so awesome having Amy on today. One of the things that I did want to leave you with before we end the episode is a list of the top 10 things that we're trying to avoid in our personal care items. So here we go. Phthalates, parabens, formaldehyde-releasing preservatives, PEG compounds, synthetic fragrance, DEA, TEA, MEA, they're ammonia-based compounds, dioxins, petrolatum, sulfates, and toluene. There are some great websites. If you just do a Google search on toxins in personal care items, you'll be linked to a variety of sources, including WebMD. They actually have some great information on toxins in our personal care products. So I hope all this information may have inspired you to flip the script on your personal care and beauty items. And I thank you for taking the time to listen. I'd like to thank the musical group Swancha for the introduction music. You can find me at Flip the Script Wellness on Instagram, and you can find me on my website at flipthescriptwellness.com. And I will include links to both the Environmental Working Group and Beauty Counter in the link in my bio. Take care.